The blast happened at a port city about 10 miles north of Beirut's center. The explosion comes amid major political turmoil in Lebanon in the wake of the February 14th assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri and the subsequent withdrawal of Syrian troops to East Lebanon and Syria. Meanwhile, at the Arab League summit, Syria's president agrees to present a firm timetable by early April for full withdrawal of his country's troops and intelligence agents from Lebanon. That from UN Secretary General Kofi Annan after a side meeting with Syrian President Bashar Assad at the Arab League summit. In recent weeks, Syria has pulled back its troops and intelligence agents to eastern Lebanon toward the border while facing strong international pressure and widespread street protests in Lebanon, demanding a withdrawal from the neighboring nation it has dominated for decades. Bush administration officials making demands on the Israeli government. National Security Council official Elliot Abrams and David Welch, Assistant Secretary of State for Near East, now in Jerusalem, talking with senior Israeli officials, wanting an explanation to Israeli government plans to expand the largest Jewish settlement on the West Bank. State Department spokesman Adam Arely says the U.S. is opposed to unilateral acts on either side. Israel has reserved the right to enlarge Jewish settlements to accommodate the growth of families living in them, but the Bush administration wants to stop such changes while the territory's future is in dispute. There were warning signs, so say classmates of fellow student Jeff Weese, claiming Weese looks like one of those guys at Columbine High School. Weese took 9 lives Monday in a shooting rampage at a Minnesota school. Parson Graves says Jeff Weese's artwork might have been a red flag. Graves says one of Weese's pictures, which was hanging in class, was of a skeleton wearing a helmet with a swastika on it. Authorities say Weese killed 7 classmates, his grandfather's girlfriend, yesterday before taking his own life. And the average consumer now has a new interest rate to contend with. The Federal Open Market Committee raised the federal funds rate by 0.25% to 2.75%, marking the 7th increase since the Fed started raising rates last June when the funds rate stood at a 46 low of 1%. Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices on top-of-the-line hotels.
I saved $75 a night at a 4-star hotel.
At Priceline, we got 2 nights for the price of 1.
With Priceline, you can get a 2-star hotel for as low as $35 a night, a 3-star from just $49, and a 4-star for as low as $79.
It's like a free upgrade.
You choose the price, neighborhood, and a 2-, 3-, or 4-star hotel, and they'll find it.
We are going to sleep well tonight.
Top-of-the-line, guaranteed best price, Priceline Hotels. See website for guaranteed details.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine. But I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing in an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Unfiltered.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow from Unfiltered here on Air America Radio. Both sides agree it is indisputable that black Americans have a shorter life expectancy than white Americans. Now, to the Democrats, that statistic is a problem that needs to be solved. To the Republicans, it's an opportunity that needs to be exploited. On Wednesday's Unfiltered, we run down the Republican battle plan for targeting black voters. Wednesday's Unfiltered, here on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Hey, second night in a row, we're live. Welcome to the program. Tonight, I have just one little bit of audio for you, a soundbite of Too Stupid to Be President, talking about high gas prices and energy and stuff. We'll play it a little bit later in the program. And I have an interesting piece that was at NashuaAdvocate.blogspot.com. I want to share with you about the Schiavo case. But we're not going to focus on this the entire night, I promise. Now, before we really get into the hot and heavy stuff, I've got to tell you what happened to me today when I tried to do something normal. All I wanted to do was go to a mall not far from my house and pick up my glasses. Before Kathy and I and Molly left for a week, I had ordered glasses. I have an insurance plan that saves me maybe $100. So I went to one of these freestanding in-the-mall kind of optometrical stores. I'm not going to call their name because I may wind up suing them, and I don't want to prejudice my case. So before we left, you know, I went in and went through the eye exam, $29 special, ordered two pairs of glasses, one plain glasses, you know, regular, the other sunglasses. And because I am so old, I can remember when the Republican Party really stood for something, I wear lineless trifocals. That's what I have now. Oh, you can't, you know, I blew the whole thing because nobody ever knew that So I sat there for the exam, and the doctor gave me the exam, and she said, well, you know, I think we're going to kind of squeeze your prescription down a little bit. I don't think you need the trifocal thing. You know, let's go back to bifocals. I said, okay, you know, you're the doctor. And so then I went and picked out the frames and picked out, you know, the stuff you pick out, and we left. So Tuesday, I get a call from the freestanding optometrical place. Your glasses are ready. Okay, I'll be right over. So I took the I had Molly with me. Yeah, I took the kid and I go to pick up my glasses. Now they're already paid for. I put them on the Amex card where they're all paid for. So I walk in and there's a couple of clerks and about five people milling around. And I said, "Hi, I'm here to pick up my glasses." "All right, sir, if you'll stand over there, I'll be with you in a moment." So I'm with the kid. I didn't have a backpack. I didn't have the stroller. I didn't have the baby Bjorn. I'm holding Molly. Okay, it's about 1:30 in the afternoon, which is about the time she takes her afternoon nap. So we stand there. 5 minutes goes by, 10 minutes goes by, 15 minutes goes by. Molly's starting to get a little antsy, and, you know, a 7-month-old kid, she's starting to fuss a little bit. And I don't have a boob to give her because I'm not her mother, and, you know, I just figured it's going to be a quick trip. So I go back to the clerk and say, "Hey, can you just tell me how much longer it'll be? Because, you know, I've got a squirmy baby here." "I'll be there in a moment, sir. I have people in front of you."
Okay.
So I wait another 5 or 10 minutes. And finally, I scoop Molly up and I walk over to the clerk who's sitting there doing something with the customer. I don't know what the hell she's doing. And I said, "Look, I can't wait anymore. I'm going to leave. I'll come back in a day or two and pick up my glasses. And she looked up at me and went, I said, Jesus, you need to go back to this company's training school and learn how to relate to a customer. At which point, the woman reaches up around her neck and pulls out a crucifix that she has around her neck on a chain with Christ on it. I mean a real Catholic kind of crucifix with the murdered Christ on it. And she thrusts it at me. Thrust a crucifix at me like I'm a vampire. And she, all the time, she's going, Jesus! You know, so I backed off about 10 feet. I said, you know, you might burn in hell for that. Thrusting this crucifix at me. So finally another woman comes out from the back of the store. What's going on out here? Can I help? I said, can you help? This woman is thrusting a crucifix at me. I'm just in here to get my glasses. Well, sir, you're going to have to calm down, or we're going to call mall security. I'm going to have to calm down. Meantime, crucifix lady has gone back to diddling with whatever she's diddling with some really shocked other customer now who's sitting there who might be Jewish or Hindu or agnostic, and she knows she's got the crucifix lady. Then a man comes out of the back of the store.
Is there a problem out here?
So I went through the whole thing again, and he comes out with my glasses. Meantime, crucifix lady is sitting there, still jawboning with this other guy. I guess it's a customer. I have no idea. It might have been her religious advisor. I don't know. So Mr. Man gets the glasses out, and I try them on, and they suck! I can't say immediately I feel like I'm going to fall down. Because remember, the optometrist said,
well, you don't need the trifocals, we'll go back to bifocals.
So I put these things, I can't see. Well, that's it. So I said, I don't want these, I'm not going to buy them, I already paid for them, get it off my Amex card. And stupid man turns to crucifix lady and said,
will you write up a refund for this man?
Crucifix lady immediately grabs this thing around her neck, the Christ on the cross thing. Now, how far away from Easter Sunday are we? A few days, right? What is it, this Sunday? She clutches at her Christ thing around her neck with her left hand. With her right hand, she sits down in the computer terminal and starts typing up a refund, a notice to Amex and to me and so on and so forth. And I just can't believe this. Now, the whole time, she's singing under, very low, just as I am without one plea, O Lamb of God, I come to thee. You know, that old hymn, Just As I Am. I know that hymn. I used to sing that hymn back when I was crazy.
La-da-da, O Lamb of God, I come.
And she's clutching the cross with the crucified Christ on it and typing with it right now. I'm standing there with my seven-month-old. Molly's eyes at this point are as big as saucers. She's watching me.
Sir, you better be careful with that baby. You better watch what you say with that baby.
Well, at this point, I'm ready to, I don't know, I'll blow up the store, kill something, break things. I'm not sure. But in the back of my head, I hear the guys or the other woman saying, sir, do we have to call mall security? You don't want to be in a mall when they call mall security. You just don't want to. That's not something. So finally she got it typed up and still clutching her crucifix. It was amazing to watch. The woman did not let go of her crucifix. I got the receipt that shows my $216, whatever the hell it was, had been taken off my Amex. And I went home, immediately called the home office of this company, which is in San Antonio, Texas. And I got some lady on the phone and I explained it to her. I said, you know, having a crucifix thrust in my face because I ask how long it'll be before I get waited on is really, really, really pushing the limits of what I can take. I have a volatile mind anyway. I'm liable to just do something really strange. And the woman in San Antonio kind of agreed with me. She said, well, sir, let me get your phone number, and we'll have somebody call you back and try to straighten this out. And that was really weird, sir. I don't know what to tell you. And, I don't know what to say either. But it's come to that in this country, hasn't it? That these sickos... When you ask a question, a legitimate, fair, calm question, do you know how much longer it'll be? Because, you know, I've got a crying baby here, and you folks called me and told me to come over and pick this up. The cross in your face, the living Christ in your face. Christ is here. Christ is in this optometrical store. Christ is here. Oh, my God. So there you go. Really started my day off with a bang. Either the religious freaks are really taking over, or I have become so frightening that some people feel compelled to wave a crucifix at me like I'm evil or something.
Everybody's flying. I never touch the sky. There's UFOs over me, and I ain't too surprised.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that the new way to save endangered species may be to shoot some of them. That's right. By auctioning off the right to kill endangered animals, conservation groups are earning millions of dollars a year. They're using the money to increase the number of endangered animals. One conservation group has raised $24 million by auctioning off the right to kill about 30 animals a year. Hunters pay the group as much as $400,000 per animal through a special agreement with the government. The group has done an amazing job of boosting local animal populations with this money. It's doubled the number of endangered species in some areas. This is an unconventional approach, but it's one that works. If hunting and good old-fashioned capitalism can save these animals, great. Let's give endangered species all the help they can get. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Yeah, we will be taking some calls tonight on the Terry Schiavo story, but it's not going to be like last night. I just can't take it anymore. This thing has run its three 24-hour news cycles. It's just about a dead story anyway. You know how it goes in American media. And even in talk radio, even in honest to God, straightforward, normal talk radio, like here on Air America, you know, we all pounce on a story like this for obvious reasons. The reason I devoted 3 hours to it last night was just a courtesy to the people who wanted to call, but also because it represents a much larger issue that everybody is aware of, and that is the flushing of America down the right-wing toilet that is going on here. It's crazy. So we will take some calls on that. I'm going to try to get this out of the way in the first hour, and I've got, you know, one more thing to say about it in a moment. But Amy, the uppity witch, emailed me regarding the story of I can't believe that somebody this is like in a cheap ass movie, or it's like if I would have made this up, it would have been like, oh yeah, you really made that up, didn't you? You know, it never occurred to me that I could walk into a mall. Okay, it's Atlanta, Georgia, but it doesn't matter. Into a shopping mall to pick up eyeglasses and have someone thrust a Christ on the cross crucifix. Is that redundant? At me. I don't know. You know, some people wear a cross, some people wear Christ on the cross. This woman had, the crucified body on the cross and thrusting it at me. I mean, I can take just about anything, but that was like something out of a bad horror movie. I'm standing there with my kid. Thank God Molly's only 7 months. She would have been older. She would have laughed her ass off. Amy, the uppity witch, says, next time, point your index finger. Who pulls this crap? Point your index finger at them and say, thy curses and thy sorcery shall have no ill effect on me. I turn thy curses back on thee, and I invoke the law of three. Let me print this off. All right, thanks, Amy. Who knows if that would ever happen again? But it's unnerving, isn't it? I mean, every day we sit here and talk about this, don't we? Every night. And I see these stories on the internet and, on the different websites, the different news sources, about these psychopathic, fake, F-A-K-E, fake Christians who are destroying. What is this thing I've got here about if Jesus were to return, Karl Rove would kill him? Have you seen this? Was this somebody, our northeast, northern Atlanta metro correspondent, Sharon, who sends me stuff occasionally. Somebody wrote this, and I don't have the author's name. I guess it was Harvey Wasserman. And he writes, as we enter another Easter season, it's become all too obvious that if Christ returns, those who hate in his name will slime him and then kill him. Christ was a long-haired peace activist who would have been sickened to his soul by the war in Iraq. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus said in his defining Sermon on the Mount. Turn the other cheek, love thy neighbor. And he goes on. In large part, through the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus came to be viewed as divine because he spoke eloquently for a gracious, loving God. Karl Rove, Tom DeLay, George Bush, and their corporate fundamentalist minions speak to and for a very different kind of God. It's a good piece. As Tecumseh, the great Shawnee spirit warrior, allegedly shouted at William Henry Harrison in the early 1800s, when Jesus Christ came upon the earth, you killed him, the son of your own God. And only after he was dead did you worship him and start killing those who would not. Yeah. If Christ came back today to resume preaching on the Mount, Karl Rove would slime him in the media and then kill him outright and then turn his words into conservative hate speak and then kill those who refuse to follow in his name. Isn't it, I don't know how these neocon fake Christians can deal with Easter. You know, with the resurrection, in Christian mythology, and I mean no disrespect when I say Christian mythology. It's better to me than saying Christian religion, okay? Because I despise all religion. Some mythologies kind of make sense. But in Christian mythology, the loving nature, the rebirth, the joy in the resurrection. You know, and these contemporary fake Christians, all they think about is, well, I want lots of things and lots of money. What's that prayer of Jabez? And then when I get through with all my toys, I'm going to get raptured into heaven. No, you're not. You're going to be kicked into hell, into a hell that you created. Oh, well, no church tonight. No church tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
How sad, how disappointed I am after the golden chance you had. Those soldiers are somebody's sons, their father's uncles too. If you've been born a second later, that just might be you. Have you prayed for a way to forgive your latest enemy? Well then do not do it in my name, yeah, don't blame it on me. Yeah, please don't do it in my name, don't blame it.
Every day it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Use as directed.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro.
Ableton Live.
Traktor DJ Studio. Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND. The Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-3789.
Located in San Francisco, California.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
I want to next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Riley. Mark Maron is still on his spiritual quest. So join me and special guest co-host Laura Flanders for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. That's right, Laura Flanders from The Laura Flanders Show. We'll be joined in the studio by New York Congressman Jerry Nadler, and we'll find out where Democrats are actually willing to take a stand. Jerry Nadler and the host of The Laura Flanders Show on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Easier it is to understand what he writes. I think the more understanding of religion a person becomes.
Yeah, okay. Sandy emailed me, wanted me to mention again about the baby harp seal Canadian hunt. We mentioned it a couple of weeks ago in because another listener had asked me to bring it up. And Sandy says, Defenders of Wildlife website has information. I guess that's defenders.org. But, yeah, check it out. If you care about that sort of thing, and I don't know how you couldn't, you know, check it out. Sandy says. And once again, I want to welcome our new Dallas, Texas affiliate, 9:10 a.m. on the dial in the Dallas area. Glad to have you folks aboard for sure, especially to be right in the belly of the beast like that, huh? Air America in Texas. Oh, my God. You know, the sickening display of Republican hypocrisy at its absolute most shining that we have all witnessed these past few days. If nothing else, it tells us the United States, as we've known it, is going to be flushed down this right-wing sewer and lost forever, really. Unless, and it's a big unless, unless normal people like you, like moi, can regain control of our government, our media, our business community, our education system, and to a certain degree, in certain areas of the United States, the Christian religion or the Christian faith. Now, I have no interest in that part of it, but there are committed Christians out there who listen to this program, people who really believe in the teachings of Christ, who have nothing but my deepest respect. I believe in the teachings of Christ. But these institutions that are key to the survival of this society are being beaten into the ground every single day by these Republicans. And if you've been watching television at all, as always, those who are waiting to be raptured, you know, they've been promised that, they turn out across the country like they have in the last couple of days. They carry signs comparing what's left of our non-right-wing judicial system to the efforts of Eichmann and his extermination of the Jews 70 years ago. That's how sick these bastards are. Now, these same pro-life, with quotes around it, thugs have also issued death threats against the Florida judge who ordered the feeding tube removed from Terry Schiavo's lifeless body. By the way, this is a judge who is a Southern Baptist. He is a hard-shell, right-wing conservative who ruled that Terry Schiavo's fate had already been determined by her and her husband. Not her fate, but I mean the fate as a result of her falling into this coma and into the brain damage. Now, this Southern Baptist judge, hard-shell conservative, has been ordered to get the hell out of his own church by his pastor. Did you see this? Did you see this on the internet? Huh? So the judge has done so. I make a joke about this crazy bitch who waved this crucifix in my face at the mall today. That's one thing. I mean, you know, I can turn that into a story for talk radio. This is a Republican Southern Baptist conservative judge told to get out of his church because he made a ruling respectful of the law. The law. This is what it's come to. And furthermore, the American fascists who dominate talk radio and the television news channels, have they really been out in full force? You talk about vermin. You talk about termites that are just eating, destroying this house. Lying about the facts like they always do, as well as the science in the sad case. Constantly, shrilly, with ever-increasing insanity. One of these freaks, Glenn Beck, who I've had the misfortune of meeting at one of those toy conventions that the radio industry has every once in a while in New York. Oh, God, what a gag those conventions are. But this Glenn Beck thug, he's a radio talk host syndicated by Premier Radio Networks. He is now offering to buy Terry Schiavo. Buy her if he can get his listeners to raise enough money. He wants to buy her. Glenn Beck claims he's got a solution. He's raising this money. He says he's raised about $5 million from his listeners to give to Michael Schiavo in what he refers to as a, quote, divorce settlement, end quote, to get Terry out of Michael's control and restore her feeding tube. Now, Michael Schiavo has turned the offer down. He probably told Glenn Beck to go fornicate himself or something worse. And Beck, like most of these right-wing vermin, has shifted its positions. You talk about flip-flop. Originally, this thug, according to what I'm reading, this thug agreed that Michael had the right to make the decision to end the feeding, but later he agreed with the woman's parents that she'd be kept alive. You know what happened, of course. You know, right-wing talk show hosts are about as legitimate or as honest as any thug or liar or sneak or thief you could possibly run into. So when he hears that his core audience again, hey, Glenn, what you saying, boy? He immediately backs off. And Hannity, did I hear that this little punk-ass John Hannity, Rush Limbaugh's parrot, is actually in Florida? Is that right, Kathy? He went down there? He's broadcasting from the parking lot of the hospice? You filthy ghoul, Hannity. You filthy eater of dead flesh. Shame on you. Shame on you, Sean. I know you. I know your wife. Shame on you. Shame on you. Oh. If this isn't sickness, then you tell me what is. NashuaAdvocate.blogspot.com. I just want to share some of this with you, and that's it. I'll take some calls on this, but I want to move on. The writer says, employing extraordinary parliamentary procedures never before used for such a purpose, radical Republicans in the U.S. Congress have passed in the dead of night a bill which overrules the scientific, legal, and medical determinations of countless licensed physicians, state and federal judges, and a small army of civilian witnesses in order to keep alive a Florida woman who has been in a persistent vegetative state that is scientifically brain dead for more than 15 years. Not a single congressman who spoke on Terri Schiavo's behalf on Sunday night gives one whit about the Florida woman or her family. People die under more tragic and contested circumstances every minute in the United States, and their unspoken and unheeded cases that involve universal health care, an end to homelessness, federally mandated heating for the elderly, more money for Medicaid, more money for Medicare, better prenatal care for the poor, greater federal investment in disease prevention and research. All of these issues get not a single moment of airtime in the halls of Congress or on our living room television sets. No words or tears are spilled for these people or for their deaths. No woman has ever received more due process in the American legal system or had more engines of power directed toward the investigation and rectifying of any wrongs ever committed against her, or had greater scrutiny of the moral, medical, ethical, and scientific determinations made on her behalf and in her name over the past 15 years than Terri Schiavo. Do not weep for Terry. Weep for a country in which the business of government is meddling in the life and times of a single brain-dead woman from Florida rather than securing a better future for the almost 300 million of us without such a built-in voting bloc, such unprecedented access to power brokers and primetime darlings as Schiavo has had these 15 years. She doesn't know anything about any of this. Because Terri Schiavo feels no pain, she feels no thirst, she feels no hunger, her cerebral cortex has been, in the words of her doctors, liquidated. Terri Schiavo is dead and has been for 15 years. The morbid, disgusting, crass, and disingenuous videos released by her parents, who despite their daughter's clearly articulated wishes, aim to pointlessly keep her alive in her persistent vegetative state for several more decades. These videos are a deception, as a bevy of court-ordered doctors and disinterested judicial bodies have already found. Life is sacred, the radical Republicans say. Well, whisper that to the babies awoken from their cradles over in Baghdad these last 2 years, to the children rendered black spots on the Arabian landscape by American computer errors, you know, the permissible collateral damage of a war waged for pride, for revenge, for global influence, and for oil. Meet the modern Republican Party. The party which stands for nothing less than the belittlement and delegitimizing of honest science, And the rule in its place of superstitions, ignorance, anecdotes, wisely cast off traditions, and empty rhetoric about morality from those who have done nothing substantive to combat the greatest moral issues of our time, such as homelessness, alcoholism, homophobia, the breakdown of public education, the crisis in health insurance, the curtailing of civil liberties, and as ever, the increasing polarization, the ungodly and untenable stretching of our nation's social and economic fabric. Will nothing stop this radical Republican juggernaut? Make no mistake, America is dying.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week, when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen?
Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
That's pretty weird. 10 minutes before the hour. Jerky, our at-large bureau chief, is checking in tonight, calling from God knows where. Jerky, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
On the road tonight. Not too bad. I know you don't want to spend too much time on the Chavo thing.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead.
Today Ron Cole, the Professor Ron Cole from the University of Michigan, put out a pretty interesting editorial where he calls this a symptom of the Islamification of American politics.
Yeah, I saw that and I read it, and it was a fascinating piece.
It is. It was. I found it very compelling, and the way he talks about the private being pulled in by the leaders of a country into the public arena for basically kind of a medieval, the words fail me, but this is what's going on right now with the Chicago case.
Right.
Delay, Bush, waking up in the middle of the night, as they say, to sign this piece of legislation, this ridiculous, hypocritical piece of legislation. The guy who signed the Texas Futile Care Law, I know you talked about Sun Hudson yesterday, the little 6-month-old guy whose brain was in perfect working order, but the hospital said, there's no chance that he'll ever come out of this dwarfism disease that he had, so they pulled the plug on him against his mother's wishes.
Right. Well, she held him while he sucked in a few breaths and died. And Bush signed that bill. You know, the hypocrisy of these people, Jerky, it makes me want to vomit blood. I can't stand it.
It's incredible. Words have failed me for about since November 2000, pretty much. But they just keep failing me more and more. I keep hitting more bottom, It's enough to put you into a tailspin, And the people who are surrounding this hospice down there in Florida. I'm sure you know who works in a hospice. These are selfless people. They don't go into palliative care for the money. You know what I'm saying? They're not plastic surgeons.
Right.
And to have this hospice surrounded by a bunch of shrieking lunatics, which is exactly what they are, calling them murderers, trying to break in every 10 minutes with a bottle of water, I'm going to feed Terry and all this. These people who work in hospices devote their lives to working with people who are at the end of their lives, making people's deaths as comfortable as possible. And they don't deserve this. They don't need this. They don't need this circus, this freak show.
And the freaks you're talking about, do you think they would ever work in a hospice? Do you think they would ever carry away the body fluids from somebody who's dying, the puke and the bowels, the stools, and the black urine? Do you think they would be willing to clean these people up? No, they would not. But they'll stand out there and say, I'm going to bring a glass of water to Terry. They make me sick and disgusted. Like you said, you keep seeing more bottom. Just when you think it can't go any lower, it sinks down another 3 floors, and then it goes lower the next day. What the hell, Jerky?
There must be a construction boom in hell right now. It's the craziest I've ever seen it. And Reagan had nothing. Reagan himself. I'm starting to like Reagan.
I hear you. Yeah. How could you not? In comparison with these monsters.
Well, Nixon wasn't this bad, and the whole crew that he's surrounded with, this Tom DeLay guy, there's one reason why he's latching on to this. One reason alone is because he knows that the whole ethics committee pylon that's about to happen to him hasn't hit the mainstream yet. Oh, sorry.
No, no, go ahead. Where are you?
I thought you were, sorry.
No. I said you're absolutely right. This is a wonderful smokescreen for Tom DeLay. To all of a sudden be a champion of Terri Schiavo. He doesn't give a tinker's damn about dead people. And that's, you know, that raises the bigger issue about these Republicans. They prefer their heroes to be martyrs. They prefer their iconic individuals to be dead, because then they don't have to deal with the reality of how they're dying or how they're living. They want dead bodies.
You know, that's true, and I think they worship pain, and I think that it's going to backfire on them big time, because every single poll I've seen is showing like 70%, 80% of the people saying that they don't believe that this should have been dragged into the Congress the way it was, that they think this is political theater, that they think it's wrong, and I think Tom DeLay, you know, he might have shored up his support with the 20% of the crazies, but the rest of the people aren't, you know. I think the mainstream is not gonna work.
I hope you're right, Jerky. We got a boogie. Thanks, pal. Take it easy.
Thanks,
wherever
guys.
You are. Take care. You know, these people trying to bring in the symbolic glass of water to Terri Schiavo, if they really want to make an impression on me with their demonstration, I would suggest they douse themselves with gasoline and set themselves on fire, the way the Buddhist monks did in Saigon. Do that. And I'll talk about it the next night. Douse yourself in gasoline and set yourself on fire. Let me see that you're really serious about this, okay? This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The speed with which Congress leapt to intervene in the Florida right to die case of Terri Schiavo might create the impression that the U.S. House is a functioning legislative chamber. Don't believe it. Last week's House vote on the administration's demand for another $81 billion to maintain the occupation of Iraq provided a rare opportunity for the House to debate the wisdom of the war. Some members understood the importance of the vote. Representative Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin warned her colleagues that before allocating more funds, we must insist that the administration articulate the conditions necessary to bring our troops home. Baldwin's call went unheeded. The House voted by a lopsided 388-43 margin in favor of giving the administration another blank check. Only 39 Democrats, 3 Republicans, and 1 independent, Vermont's Bernie Sanders, took the Constitution's advice and consent clause seriously. The rest were rubber stamps. For a list of the House members who refused to be rubber stamps, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
I want next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. We are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month working from home. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-535-9010. 800-535-9010.
a 1.99% mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza. Standing by for a ruling. Terry Schiavo's parents told the federal appeals court that their daughter is fading quickly and they fear her death is imminent. A lawyer for Shire's husband, Michael, told the court that granting a request to restore nutrition would be a horrific intrusion upon the woman's personal liberty. The Bush administration also weighing in, with the Justice Department filing a statement in support of Bob and Mary Schindler, the woman's parents. The Justice Department maintains an injunction was plainly warranted to carry out the wishes of Congress to provide federal court jurisdiction over the case. It is not clear when a ruling might come. Bush administration officials making demands on the Israeli government. National Security Council official Elliot Abrams and David Welsh, the Assistant Secretary of State for Near East, now in Jerusalem talking with senior Israeli officials, wanting an explanation why the Israeli government plans to expand the largest Jewish settlement on the West Bank. State Department spokesman Adam Arely says U.S. is opposed to unilateral acts on either side. Israel has reserved the right to enlarge Jewish settlements to accommodate the growth of families living in them, but the Bush administration wants to stop such changes while the territory's future is in dispute. An explosion north of Beirut takes another life. At least two people have been killed by an explosion in a Christian area north of Beirut, Lebanon. Police say two others were wounded. The blast happened at a port city about 10 miles north of Beirut's center. The explosion comes amid major political turmoil in Lebanon in the wake of the February 14th assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Meanwhile, at the Arab League summit, Syria's president agrees to present a firm timetable by early April for full withdrawal of his country's troops and intelligence agents from Lebanon. That from UN Secretary General Kofi Annan after a side meeting with Syrian President Bashar Assad at the Arab League summit. In recent weeks, Syria has pulled back its troops and intelligence agents into eastern Lebanon toward the border while facing strong international pressure and widespread street protests in Lebanon demanding a withdrawal from the neighboring nation it has dominated for decades. There were warning signs, so say classmates of fellow student Jeff Wees, claiming Wees looks like one of those guys at Columbine High School. Wees took nine lives Monday in a shooting rampage at a Minnesota school. Parson Graves said Wees' artwork might have been a red flag. Graves says one of Wees' pictures, which was hanging in the class, was of a skeleton wearing a helmet with a swastika on it. Authorities say Wees killed seven classmates, his grandfather's girlfriend yesterday, before taking his own life. The average consumer has a new interest rate to contend with. The Federal Open Market Committee raised the federal funds rate by 0.25% to 2.75%, marking the seventh increase since the Fed started raising rates last June when the funds rate stood at a 46-year low of 1%. You are listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices on top-of-the-line hotels.
I saved $75 a night at a four-star hotel.
At Priceline, we got two nights for the price of one.
With Priceline, you can get a two-star hotel for as low as $35 a night, a three-star from just $49, and a four-star for as low as $79.
It's like a free upgrade.
You choose the price, neighborhood, and a two-, three-, or four-star hotel, and they'll find it.
We are going to sleep well tonight.
Top-of-the-line, guaranteed best price, Priceline Hotels. See website for guaranteed details.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for watching my kids.
Good timing. I'm making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ooh, my kids love chocolate milk.
So do mine. But I didn't make it for them. This Ovaltine's for us.
Really?
Hey, adults love the taste, too. Plus, I drink rich chocolate Ovaltine every day because it's high in calcium and antioxidants like vitamins A, C, and E. Ovaltine even has iron I need, which I can't get from Nesquik powder or milk alone.
Mmm, Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The Al Franken Show.
The vernal equinox is over, people. So it's time to hang up your druid robes and clean up that goat you sacrificed. We've got Josh Marshall on Social Security. We've got Judy Dugan from the LA Times on the Schiavo coup. And Princeton professor Harry Frankfurt, who's written the definitive treatise on bullshit. You can always count on us for bullshit on Franken.
On Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6 past the hour. There is a petition on the internet circulating calling for ABC News to drop Walmart as a sponsor of Only in America. That's a segment on Good Morning America's the Good Morning America program on ABC every morning. I'm not up that early, so I've not seen it. But apparently it's a series that features the patriotic and brave stories of so many Americans who make this nation better and stronger. Dun, 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 dun. The email says, with this sponsorship, ABC News provides Walmart both a format and visual framing to perpetuate a long-term myth that Walmart possesses a unique American patriotism manifested in practices that promote American values, respects workers, yada, 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 yada. Yeah, I when you consider that almost everything Walmart sells is made overseas, so many times in third world sweatshops. I remember, do I have a false memory here? Or wasn't there a time about 20 or 30 years ago when Walmart began its first big advertising push, and they talked about how they sold products made in America, that by God, that they were not going to, of course, this is before this country started hemorrhaging jobs, but do I remember that, or is that not true? Well, if it was true, it's not now. It says that more than 80% of the 6,000 factories in Walmart's database of suppliers are in China. Oh, well, wow. Anyway, you can go to Union Voice. Is it unionvoice.org? I'm not sure. No. It's unionvoice.org/campaign/ABC News. You got that? There's no dots in there. Unionvoice.org. One word. Unionvoice.org/campaign/ABC News. And Before we go to your calls, this got an email during the break from Andrew. I have a dilemma and a question for both you and your audience. The Schiavo case is one more example of our politicians behaving in an inappropriate manner. In the United States, a citizen's recourse is to vote the offending politician out or to vote for a politician whom the citizen supports into office. However, in jurisdictions which already have electronic voting machines in place, this poses a dilemma. If the offending politician is a Republican neocon, the machines can simply be programmed to modify the vote so that he or she is not voted out. If the citizen finds a politician who states he or she will, if elected, support removing the offending electronic voting machines, the machines can simply be programmed to modify the vote count to keep that politician from being elected in. Therefore, the fundamental lawful remedy available to United States citizens to hold our politicians accountable to representing our interests has been, effectively, neutered. This brings me to my question. Given that the political process remedy has been rendered ineffective, how do we as citizens get the electronic voting machines out? Sincerely, Andrew. Well, Andrew, bombs? RPGs? I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. I really don't. I don't know. All right, let me get this played. This is Bunny Pants. Is this today, Kathy? No, it's from yesterday. On Too Stupid to Be President's Never-Ending Social Security Destruction Tour. He was in Tucson, Arizona yesterday. Yeah, Tucson is where they really would like to see Social Security thrown in the toilet. Do you know how many retired people live in Tucson? Oh, never mind. Now, no Social Security speech is complete without Bush talking about his energy plan, right? You see, you thought I was going to play a soundbite before he talks about Social Security. No, it's about his energy plan. You remember, that's the one that Cheney designed in the secret meetings with the corporate leaders hell-bent on further raping the environment and destroying natural resources. You know. Anyhow, in this soundbite, Dim Sun blames congressional Democrats, although he uses code words to do it, for high gas prices. Right? Whatever happened to his promise he was going to order his friends in OPEC to open the spigots? Now, the word of the day, I won't make you try to figure it out. The word of the day here is energy. And I'd like to know, what kind of a tool do you use to mine energy or drill for energy, right? But this is Bush, and I digress.
These are exciting times. These are exciting times. But like you, I'm concerned about our energy prices. I'm concerned about the fact that we're people are seeing more, paying more at the pump. And so I urge the Congress to stop debating and get an energy bill to my desk.
Yeah!
We need an energy bill that encourages more conservation.
Uh-huh.
An energy bill that allows for environmentally safe exploration for natural gas in our own homeland. We do not need an energy bill that provides tax breaks for oil companies.
Ah!
We need an energy bill that is that represents a broad strategy to encourage better use of energy and to find more energy so we become less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Ah, sit down and shut up. I love that line. We do not need an energy bill that provides tax breaks for oil companies. What the hell are you talking about? Your whole life, you idiot, is tax breaks for oil companies. That's your middle name, tax breaks for oil companies. It's all one word. No www, no dot. Hi, I'm George, tax breaks for energy companies, Butch. I urge Congress to stop debating. I didn't know Congress was debating an energy bill. Really? When did? No, George, they're debating a dead woman down in Florida whose eyes are still open. When has there been debate on an energy bill? What the hell is wrong with this guy? Who's debating? Who? When? Where? And get an energy bill at my desk. Yeah, that's why gas prices are high. It has nothing to do with your Mideast politics. It's Congress's fault. What is interesting, gas prices are, I think they ought to keep going. I want to see gas prices in this country. This is going to hurt me. And it's going to hurt working class people. I want to see gas, because I don't make the kind of money everybody else at Air America makes. Trust me on that, okay? I'm still in the blue collar working class group that I started with all those years ago. So it's going to hurt. But I'd like to see gas prices go to $4 a gallon. Do you know why? Two reasons. First, that'll make a huge, huge majority of Americans realize how filthy the Bush energy policies are. And second, it'll force people to buy hybrids. It'll force people to get away from the destruction of our own nest that we have been doing since the Industrial Revolution and we have really been doing in the past 50 years in this country. Yeah, let it go. Let it go to $4, $5. The rest of the world pays that. When you and I go to the pump and pay $1.50 a gallon for gas, do we factor in the real cost of that gas in terms of global poverty, of death, of people being thrown off their land, of exploitation by oil companies, of indigenous people all over this filthy, sad planet? No, we don't. What do? You and I just go, damn, it's up to $1.50. Well, damn, I wish you'd get back down to $1.20. No, wrong answer. Go to $5. Go to $6. Start carpooling. Start taking public transportation. Ride your damn bike. Buy a hybrid. Learn how to rollerblade. Walk! Take the bus! Now, I know what people are going to say, well, Mike, that's not going to affect the rich people. Rich people just laugh. You know, they'll drive their Cadillac SUVs and just laugh at the poor folks who can't afford gas. Well, that may be true for a while, but eventually, you know what will happen? The working class and the poor people will stop those SUVs and drag the people out and devour them. Just eat them right on the street. You know, like you do Kentucky Fried Chicken takeout box. Eat the rich. Yes, they will. All right, your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Technology is going to change the way we live for the good for the environment. So I proposed a hydrogen automobile, hydrogen-generated automobile.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely, a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL. 1-800-989-4200.
This is the sound of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association would like to help everyone with asthma live without the anxiety of sudden attacks. So please, take the asthma control test and share the results with your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800 today. The asthma control test. 5 questions to help you better control your asthma before it controls you. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Mother Jones Magazine reports this month that the new way to save endangered species may be to shoot some of them. That's right. By auctioning off the right to kill endangered animals, conservation groups are earning millions of dollars a year. They're using the money to increase the number of endangered animals. One conservation group has raised $24 million by auctioning off the right to kill about 30 animals a year. Hunters pay the group as much as $400,000 per animal through a special agreement with the government. The group has done an amazing job of boosting local animal populations with this money. It's doubled the number of endangered species in some areas. This is an unconventional approach, but it's one that works. If hunting and good old-fashioned capitalism can save these animals, great. Let's give endangered species all the help they can get. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's
1-866-492-2500. Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, Mark is calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Mark, it's just saynotofascism.com.
What is it? Oh, that's right. Say it again.
Just saynotofascism.com.
That's right. That's right.
I have free bumper stickers, and I wrote the book by the same title.
All right. Let's crash Mark's website tonight.
Hey, there you go. Hey, say, bring them on.
Say it again.
Hey, bring them on.
No.
Certainly.
The website.
Yeah. Most definitely. We need to get the word out.
Mark, just give the name of your website again.
Certainly. It's just saynotofascism.com.
All right. Crash it, y'all. Crash it.
Certainly. Yeah, go to the website. We need to get the word out. We need to let as many people know what we're up against as possible, especially people who don't get it yet. There's a lot of people out there left. a whole lot of people that just don't get it. What we have is a resurgence of good old-fashioned federalism, John Adams style. The guy that hated the working man. The guy that made the Aliens and Sedition Act. The second president of the United States wanted to undo the First Amendment right off the bat with this Aliens and the Sedition Act.
Right.
Patriot Act nowadays.
Yeah.
This is class warfare. These guys, these corporate aristocrats, want to dismantle our middle class. They're doing it with their tax laws. Jefferson wanted a death tax right off the bat. Yeah, death tax, just like they scream about on right-wing radio. The reason for that was to prevent dynasties from developing like we have today, this old money in the hands of people who really don't know what to do with it except screw things up for everybody
else. And undermine a democratic system, which is precisely what happens when you have tremendous treasure held in the hands of a few people. Look, you want an example? The Walton family, the Walmart family.
You know, how much aren't each member of the family worth about $10 or $20 billion, and there's five or six of them or seven of them, and the jobs that have been driven out of this country and the slave labor camps have been set up to satisfy this lust for cheap crap that exists in this country, and Walmart is only too happy to provide the oil, the lubricant, as we do ourselves, you know, and it's just it's pretty bad.
Yeah, the monopolization, what they're doing, by eliminating competition in the marketplace, and this includes the media also. When they got rid of the diversification of the media, where there was a real marketplace of ideas out there, now right. We're starting to get it back with your show and some other shows are starting to spring up around the country, but the deck is really stacked so far. You drive across middle America at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not going to say the guy's name, but you know who you're going to hear on the radio.
The pig man. You're going to hear the pig man. You're going to hear Limbaugh. That's all you're going to hear, coast to coast, border to border. He's on 800 stations. This guy has done more to destroy democracy and to destroy America than any Soviet ruler did, than anybody who's ever threatened this country externally. Rush Limbaugh has done more to destabilize and undermine and destroy America than any external threat ever has levied against this country. This guy should be, I just wish that they would hurry up in Florida with the drug case against him and send this bastard to prison where he belongs.
Well, he always said drug addicts should go to jail. I mean, he didn't invent any of this stuff. He learned it from Goebbels. We're going down the same path.
Yeah,
in the 1930s, you had a corporate aristocracy who were able to get their power into government by propping up this puppet dictator that they had who did their bidding for them. And as soon as you get corporations and government working together, you get fascism, according to Mussolini, the guy that invented it.
Right.
I wrote this book, Just Say No to Fascism. We've got to get people talking, get people out of their comfort zone.
JustSayNoToFascism.com. Go to his website. Get some free bumper stickers. I want the site. I want it crashed tonight, all right? Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. Stay in touch, pal. Thanks for checking in. You got to go to his website. Let's see if we've got the power to crash somebody's website. We did it the other night, that website in Australia, didn't we, Kathy? A couple of weeks ago? I think so. 12th Harmonic. Chris wrote in, Mike, I've never heard anyone draw a parallel between the price of crude and the free-falling American dollar. I was listening to something, NPR or someplace, maybe it was Air America, I don't know. That's if I'm going to listen to anything other than music, it's either NPR or Air America, so it had to be one of the two, I guess. The other day, the conversation was about the conversation was about why, with a glut of oil on the market, there's no oil shortage, whether it's distribution. This talk about, well, you know, prices going up because the oil companies in America are being forced to switch over to hot weather formulation of gas prices. That has nothing to do with the price of crude on world markets. Why is the price of crude on world markets? Well, one answer is what Chris is talking about here. The dollar, thanks to this pig in the White House, has been driven so far down that the oil exporting companies are raising the price. As long as they're going to trade in dollars, they're not going to let Bush's deflation destroy them. And it's only going to get worse. You know the solution? You know the solution? Tehran. The Iranians have come up with the solution. That's why we're going to bomb them. The solution? Open up an oil commodities market in downtown Tehran and trade in euros. You want to see the price of oil go down? That'll be a good start. You know it'd be a better start? Get rid of Bush. Illegally and peacefully, of course.
Down trees and taxes too, especially for my pals. I'm really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
He cuts down trees and taxes too, especially for his pals. He's really into marriage, but just for guys and gals.
Would you like to own your own business and enjoy financial independence? For as little as $12,995, Transnet Wireless can show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-737-1943. This amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides high-speed wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your video and information package. 1-800-737-1943. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-737-1943.
She sure had a nose for money. When I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA, she learned fast.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. And that's nothing to sneeze at.
Neither is this. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round environmental troublemakers.
I feel so covered.
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit FLONASE.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor, music recorder, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producer, Reason. Pro Tool, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro,
Ableton Live,
Tractor DJ Studio, Pyramind.com.
PYRAMIND, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training.
An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. 1-888-378-MIND.
Located in San Francisco, California.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online, and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try-it-before-you-buy-it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you, too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now, 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site, 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
The Maturity Report.
That's just stupidity. I mean, when you can't define sovereignty without using it in a sentence.
I mean, it's not ridiculous to say, well, it means you are sovereign. You're a sovereign entity. But methinks perhaps he doesn't really know what it means. Maybe he does, but
well,
you know, I'm very inarticulate as well. I have to admit, I get very, very inarticulate sometimes when somebody asks me a direct question. But then again, I'm not the President of the United States.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
We can build roads of ice that literally melt away when summer comes.
Yeah, I got your roads of ice, dude. Talking about a blast from the past. Now, well, those roads of ice are on the horizon, aren't they? Huh? Karen in L.A., just for the hell of it, sent me an email, reminded me, in talk about Walmart. Remember the Look for the Union Label commercials? Remember those? Are you that old? Huh? I guess you don't have to be real old. So when we talk about, you know, how Walmart has destroyed America, and it has, and we've helped them. Every time you buy something at Walmart, you are further destroying this country. Every time you vote Republican, every time you listen to Bush, you know, on and on and on. But Karen forwarded to me the lyrics. They're very short. Look, and they used to have people singing. It was the International Ladies Garment Workers Union ad campaign, the ILGWU. And the little song, always sung off-key, always sung by not actors, workers. The song went like this. Look for the union label when you're buying that coat, dress, or blouse. Remember, somewhere our union's sewing, our wages going to feed the kids and run the house. We work hard, but who's complaining? Thanks to the ILG, we're paying our way. So look for the union label. It says we're able to make it in the USA. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to start crying here in a minute. I mentioned this in the promo for the program today, and as usual, we very seldom actually talk about what I promo. But according to, I'm just going to toss this out and back to your calls. According to doctors at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., 60% of the wounded soldiers coming back from Iraq have traumatic brain injury. Now, I'm not talking about the psychological damage. That will show up later. I'm talking about the physical damage from the way an urban war is being fought. 60% of the wounded coming back from Iraq have traumatic brain injuries. Now, unfortunately for these people, see, this is where I feel the bile rising in my esophagus. What I'm about to say. Unfortunately, the Bush administration has recently completely zeroed out funding for the Federal Traumatic Brain Injury Act, which provides the kind of help these soldiers need. Now, so I promised management Air America I wouldn't use certain cuss words on the air anymore, because especially when we get new affiliates across the South and Southwest, they get a little irritated when they hear me say bad words. So I'm going to keep it in check. I'm not going to say the bad words. I'm going to take a deep breath. And then I'm going to say, why again? Will somebody tell me again? Why anybody in the United States military would ever, under any circumstances whatsoever, vote for or support the Bush crime family in its many manifestations. Why would anyone do that? Now it's brain injuries. Treatment, rehab, care, a special category of funding necessary. When you deal with traumatic brain injury, it's not like dealing with a missing leg, although that's just, that's a crime too. It's not like dealing with an arm that's not there anymore. It's not like trying to teach someone to walk on a prosthesis. It's different from all that. It's traumatic brain injury. It's shrapnel. It's bullets in the head. It's chunks of brain blown away. It's swelling a brain sac. It's subdural hematomas. It's all sorts of stuff. So what does Bush do? He zeroes out the funding for that type of treatment and rehab. My God. And you Republicans who are donating your sons and daughters and husbands and nieces and nephews to this psychopath's war, how do you face yourself in the morning? If you're a man and you're giving up your relatives for this crazed administration, how do you stand there in the morning and shave? How do you look? Do you have a flag draped over your vanity mirror, your bathroom mirror? How do you do it? If this country were attacked in a manner that the attacker could be identified, then let's retaliate, okay? If this country were invaded, let's all of us take up our guns that we all have at home and kill this. Almost said the bad word. Kill them. You know, if we're being invaded, okay. But when we become the invader, do you know that while we've all been talking about Terry Schiavo, what this corrupt, filthy administration now has adopted as official U.S. policy? Remember all the talk about preemptive strikes against countries that we might think might maybe possibly do something bad to us? It's now official policy. It's now official policy. The rest of the world is sitting back going, oh my God. The Schiavo case is important because it represents the further destruction of the family perpetrated by the Bush crime family. They have no respect for the sanctity of marriage. While they dangle queers getting married over here, they're over there telling a husband, and I don't give a damn if he's estranged. I don't give a damn if he's living with somebody else. He is her husband. They're telling that family, sit down and shut up. They're telling the American judicial system, get out of our way. They're finally doing it. The Bush crime family and these radical, sick, degenerate Republicans. They are destroying the idea of checks and balances. This is like the Soviet Politburo, the Duma. The Politburo makes decisions. The Duma rubber stamped it. This is like the Reichstag. This is like any corrupt, filthy, totalitarian government that still maintains the illusion that it is representative of the people that it has come to dominate. Remember when you were a kid and they would have the votes in the Soviet Union and you'd hear about it and Brezhnev got 99.6% of the vote? Remember that? Of course you remember. And you sat there and went, a 99.6%? Damn, that's almost everybody.
And when the Russian news agency, TASS or Pravda, Pravda means truth, right? And the Russian news agency reported that 98% of Soviet citizens went to vote, remember? You remember this, don't you? How far away from that do you think we are? Traumatic brain injury. Funds for rehab, treatment, and care of people who have been ripped from their National Guard positions back in the States, their reserve status, whether they are inactive or active reserve, they have been thrust into an urban war that we have lost. And they are suffering the most traumatic of injuries possible. Brain injuries, huh? How about Terry Schiavo? Is that a brain injury? And George W. Bush and his filthy, filthy, filthy administration and the cohorts in Washington have zeroed out the funding for traumatic brain injuries suffered by not just soldiers, not just people who are in a combat zone, but anyone who has suffered that sort of injury. The Bush administration's credo, screw them. They don't care. Soldiers, dime a dozen. We can always get them. Tell them they're an army of one. Join the military, travel to wonderful foreign places, meet interesting people, and kill them. And blow their babies into red mist. And get your head half blown off, and when you come back, you will find out that not only are the VA hospitals underfunded, rat-infested, cockroach-crawling depositories of pain and anguish, but certain programs are going to be cut completely because we have to give our tax breaks to the wealthy. You're a soldier? Screw you! Here's an American flag. Here's a medal. You lost your leg? Oh, that's a shame. Buck up, bucko. You lost half of your brain? Aw. Talk about pulling the plug on someone like Terry Schiavo. Bush and his thugs have pulled the plug on soldiers. Every single soldier that comes back has had the plug pulled. It's pulled. It's the hypocrisy, stupid.
Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man cry.
Know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah, Diane in Florida sent me an email. There has to be at least one dot in any web address. It's unionvoice.org. My bad. Thanks, Diana. Again, welcome to our Dallas affiliate, 910 AM. I'm sitting here thinking, I wonder how many flying monkeys, and God, they are legion in Dallas, aren't they? How many flying monkeys in Dallas just happen to be going down the dial, and they come to 910, and they hear this tonight, and they're waving their crucifixes at the radios right now.
Good God in heaven, who's this guy? He ought to be investigated. Mike, you know freedom ain't free.
You know, that sort of thing.
Did you hear what he just said? He wants gas to go to $6 a gallon so poor people will drag us rich ones out of our SUVs and eat us. What the hell is that? What's this, Al America? That's that Al Franken. Isn't he a Jew? That's that Jew network, isn't it? Damn! Malloy, is that a Jew name? Drag us out our cars and eat us? I'll be damned. And what's he been calling our beloved president? Ugh. Boy, we got to get this boy off of her down here. That's for damn sure. I wonder what his name was before he changed it. What was it, Malloy Berg?
Well, you know, I get a lot of that. It's God knows it's not just Dallas. Hell, I get that from Seattle, Portland, from NYC. That's cool. Yesterday was World Water Day. Was it yesterday or today? Yeah, there is such a thing. And somebody sent this to me. On this World Water Day, it would behoove us to recall, I think my senior correspondent sent this, Chris. It would behoove us to recall the United States has never believed that water is a human right. And Chris cites the evidence. He said, I'd like to share a couple with you straight from the UN General Assembly. It goes all the way back to 1981 in the days of Ronald Reagan, December 14th, 1981. There was a resolution in the UN declaring that education, work, health care, proper nourishment, national development, and things of that nature are human rights. Education, work, health care, proper nourishment, that these are human rights. The vote was 135-1 in favor of this resolution. Guess who voted no? Right, the United States. The same resolution comes up under different numbers, of course, resolution numbers, over the course of the next 3 years. In each case, the only vote in dissent is that of the United States. And Chris writes, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago, Colin Powell, or someone that looked very much like him, said that clean water is not a human right, it's a privilege. World Water Day. Was there a parade here in Atlanta for that, Kathy? If there was, by God, we missed it, didn't we? World Water Day. Byron is calling from Missouri. Byron, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, good evening, Mike.
Hi.
I'm in Seattle tonight.
Oh, okay. Byron from Seattle.
Byron from Joplin in Seattle, on the road.
There you go. I've been getting some great emails from your son. You turned him into a listener, and by God, the kid writes to me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, he's a good writer. He's going to make a hell of a writer.
He's got a wonderful sense of humor. He's just cynical like I am. Absolutely cynical. I love it.
He's a hell of a fan, and he's got a big crush on Janine Garofalo.
Doesn't everybody?
Hey, number one, Walmart's the Antichrist. Anybody that doesn't know that is probably trying to shove a bottle of water down Terry's, throat.
Uh-huh.
The only thing, I got so many things I'm ticked off about tonight.
Where'd he go? Yo, Byron! What the hell happened to Byron? All right, it's those miserable cell phone drops. Byron, I don't know what to tell you, pal. I wanted to hear what you had to say, but maybe we can catch you on the comeback. Michelle is calling from California. Michelle, welcome to the program. Don't be on a cell phone, dear.
I'm not, Mike, and darn it, he's from my homegrown area. I'm from Carthage, Missouri, but...
Well, Byron will call
in
back.
California.
Yeah, he's a regular. We'll talk to him. If we don't get him tonight, we'll talk to him.
Well, I agree with him, but you know why I called? I just was like, when I heard your story from the mall, I have to say, Mike, and then listening, sitting on the phone here, listening, I'm trying to figure out where these people are coming from. And why it is this nation, the apathy. Do you feel like a lot of people are somewhat brainwashed?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, I just in my own personal memory, I can date when this started. It was during the Reagan's first term. I don't know if it was the first or second year, back in 81, 82, when his Secretary of the Interior, James Watt, who was a fundamentalist, evangelical, Armageddonist, revelation-believing, rapture-wanting Christian, and he said that being Secretary, I'm paraphrasing, but being Secretary of the Interior, really, there was nothing really to preside over, because when the last tree fell, Christ would come back. So
yeah.
What do you think? I'll tell you what. Listen, hold on a second. All right, I've got to do a break here, Michelle. I'll come back and talk to you on the other side of the break, because we haven't had time for you to get said what you wanted said. So just hold on. I'll come right back to you. We do have a break here. Stick around, folks. To our New York audience, goodbye. The best part of the program's coming up next hour. Woo! This is Air America Radio.
This is the sound of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association would like to help everyone with asthma live without the anxiety of sudden attacks. So please, take the asthma control test and share the results with your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800 today. The asthma control test. 5 questions to help you better control your asthma before it controls you. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. We are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month working from home. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-535-9010. 800-535-9010.
A 1.99% mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now for an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call 800-316-3511 to see how you could get a $200,000 mortgage for only $330 a month, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-316-3511. 30-year mortgage interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. It's now been 4.5 days since the feeding tube that sustained Terri Schiavo was removed, and her fate continues to be played out in the courts. A federal judge rejected a request from the parents of the brain-damaged Florida woman to order the tube reinserted. George Fellows is the attorney for Terri's husband, Michael Schiavo. He says a woman has been making false allegations on TV about Schiavo.
Apparently there is a person on television, a Carla Iyer, who has made charges against Mr. Schiavo that he tried to inject Terri in a nursing home and made statements that he wanted her to die, etc. That is absolutely false.
The FBI says the 16-year-old in Minnesota used his grandfather's police-issued gun and bulletproof vest in the deadliest school shooting incident in that state's history. The teen allegedly killed 10 people, including himself, on the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota Monday. The FBI says he was wearing the vest as he chased a teacher and fellow students into a classroom and gunned them down. Nevada Senator Harry Reid is leading a group of lawmakers on a tour of Iraq. The Senate minority leader is hopeful that the Iraqi people can form a democracy and provide for their own security. He warns the war-torn region around Baghdad was, in his words, a mess. Reid says he has misgivings on how the Bush administration has conducted the war effort, but he sees no alternative but to stay and get the job done.
I came away with the feeling that we cannot leave Iraq. If we do, the terrorists will have won.
Reid has called on the Bush administration to focus on Iraq's security, economic and reconstruction efforts, noting that the U.S. cannot be an occupying force. The U.S. nominee to head the World Bank, Paul Wolfowitz, has been given a major boost. German President Gerhard Schroeder says he won't oppose the nomination. Julie Donnelly reports.
Paul Wolfowitz has been tirelessly lobbying European leaders on behalf of his World Bank candidacy, and it seems to be working. German President Gerhard Schroeder says he won't block the nomination. The German president's support makes it likely that Mr. Wolfowitz will indeed be confirmed. Europe and developing nations were less than thrilled when they first heard that Mr. Wolfowitz was the nominee. Some feared the deputy defense secretary would reshape the World Bank to serve U.S. interests in the Middle East. Mr. Wolfowitz, however, says he's committed to the World Bank's anti-poverty mission. Julie Donnelly, Washington.
Astronomers have detected light from 2 planets circling stars outside our solar system. NASA says the astronomers used a space telescope to open what they said is a new era in the exploration of distant worlds. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up. This week, my guest is Air America's own Chuck D.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
Kick back and listen to Moody Blues the rest of the program, huh? Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Before the break, we were talking to Michelle, who called in from California. Let's go back to Michelle now. Thanks for your patience, Michelle.
No problem. It's a pleasure. You know, Kathy's your producer and your wife, correct?
Correct.
Well, that lady with the cross should be damn glad she wasn't there, right? She wasn't with you. Am I correct, Mike?
Oh, yeah, if Kathy would have been there. I don't know.
Oh,
Kathy,
yeah.
Kathy would have rolled her eyes and started talking in tongues or something.
There you go.
And brought out a sack of snakes. It could have gotten real funny. I, on the other hand, just get thoroughly pissed. But Kathy is still has a sense of humor intact and... really, she probably would have went, Shalomini Hondo, that kind of stuff.
Well, good for her. Hey, I have to read you some percentages in the sense, we were talking about the brainwashing of our society, and you referred back to the Reagan era.
Right.
And
I think that's where it began. I mean, truly began with the religious right, fanatic, crazy people.
Yeah, if you kind of, well, with my family it did. With my grandmother, you know, you saw more of these evangelists on the TV selling
right.
their little trinkets. And but just, you know, if it was that people would take note that, like they said, I read this on the Human Index, the Human Development Index of mm-hmm. the 7 wealthiest countries in the world, the U.S. has the highest poverty rate at 17%.
Right.
More than 40% of Americans have no health insurance. 20.7 lakh adult literacy skills.
Mm-hmm.
And 12.6% of Americans are born today will not reach 60 years of age. And it is this military industry thought process. You know, they have had their think tanks working. That's all I can see. It's just
right.
they've been working against our society. I try to keep passionate about my fellow Americans that they're brainwashed. And like you said, once they feel that pain of that $5 a gallon, maybe that'll wake them up. You know, it's like splash of I don't know, alcohol on the wound. You know, they need something to wake them up. I don't even want to address the Terry Schiavo. I'm as you.
I'm just so over it. I'm just so over that topic. But you know, the expense of gasoline. Truth be told, when you factor in the death and destruction involved in domestic and foreign, in our using fossil fuels, we're already paying probably $5 or $6 a gallon. It's just in hidden costs. It's hidden. It's hidden in the Defense Department bills. It's hidden in the deaths of American soldiers. It's hidden in destruction of the environment. It's hidden in the pollution of streams and air and earth. It's hidden in the corruption of food production in this country that uses petroleum products in order to grow tomatoes, for Christ's sake. That, you know, the cost is there. It's hidden in the cases of cancer and heart disease and emphysema that come about from breathing air that is polluted with hydrocarbons. So, you know, the cost is there. It's just that the oil companies in America have been smart enough, or the power has been smart enough, to keep telling Americans, hey, it's only $1.50 a gallon, or it's only $2 a gallon, you know, whatever it's been. So we are paying for it. We're just paying for it in ways that you and I don't comprehend or even think about when we're standing at the pump putting this stuff into our cars.
I see it in my eyes of my child.
Oh, sure.
You know, and I did the march on Saturday in L.A., and I listened to a woman speaking about losing her son in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you've dealt with loss. How can people that have dealt with losing, I lost my niece a year ago, how can they look at these people and not say enough is enough?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it, Michelle.
I'll let you get to someone else, Mike. My heart just goes out to everyone.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
Kathy, tell her to keep the humor in your life.
I'll do it. Thanks, Michelle. Take care. Take care. Take care. Yeah, 800, was that the number I've seen? 800 demonstrations across the United States this past weekend commemorating this vicious, uncalled-for, unwarranted assault on another society, the bombing, the killing, the murdering of thousands upon thousands of Iraqis, and the subsequent death and destruction visited upon 1,530 some odd American families. Those are the dead. Not to mention the 10, 15, 20, 25,000 wounded Americans. 2 years. 2 years! That's how long it's been. Remember what the filthy, unconscionable bastards said at the start of the war? Oh, it's going to be a cakewalk. We're going to walk in there. Nobody's going to die. The Iraqi people are going to welcome us. They're going to hand us, you know, candy bars. No, we do that. That's right. We do the. They're going to hand us flowers. They're going to cheer. Hi, great American soldier. Thank you for liberating me. Remember the lies put out there by Donald Rumsfeld, who is still in power? Donald Rumsfeld, a murderer who makes Robert McNamara? At least McNamara was nothing more than a technician who assisted in the deaths of 3 million Indochinese and 58,000 Americans. Robert McNamara was a technician. Donald Rumsfeld is a demon. Rumsfeld enjoys death. McNamara enjoyed little columns of numbers. There is a difference. And what happened over the weekend? When 800 anti-war demonstrations, 4,000 people, I understand, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the home of Fort Bragg. 4,000. A year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 4,000 anti-war demonstrators walking down the main drag in Fayetteville, North Carolina, would have been unheard of. You don't do that in Fayetteville, North Carolina. You don't burn the flag. You don't go to an exhibit that has a crucifix immersed in human urine. And you don't demonstrate against war in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Well, it happened this past weekend, didn't it? 800 demonstrations. What did the alphabet soup, phony-ass corporate news organizations report on? They reported on the bug man. And this fake doctor from Tennessee, the two engineers in the House and the Senate putting together a Terry Schiavo rescue bill. What were these pigs going to do? They were going to issue subpoenas for Terry Schiavo? They had the talking points memo going around to people. Obviously, Sean Hannity read it. Oh, this is a great opportunity. The base will be excited. More death. More horror. The base will love it. We have the two extremes of unthinking half-life. Terry Schiavo and fetuses. Oh, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, God. Fetuses! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Dead people that are being kept alive by feeding tubes! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's what we like in the Republican Party. Neither one can speak. Neither one can think. Neither one can raise hell by going out and voting against us. It's safe to support fetuses. It's safe to support people who are in a persistent vegetative state. Oh, God, I'm glad I'm a Republican. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Repeat, repeat, repeat. Propaganda. Propaganda. If you need to change the subject, it's a dandy. If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they seen with their own eyes. It's amazing, propaganda. Life is so.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763.
9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Your host for a Piance Brian's future, it's Mike Malloy. Got to get away. I'm going to leave the city. Got to get away.
All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure. 21 past the hour. Did we have a phone default thing happen? We didn't. Everything's okay? All right. Heidi is calling from Los Angeles. Heidi, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say we really appreciate what you're doing out here in the West Coast, and we love your show.
Well, thanks. I'm glad we have we have affiliates now up and down the West Coast. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we were really happy to get you back in L.A.
Well, thank you.
Well, I called because I have a theory of how perhaps we could get the Republicans to demand paper trails.
All right.
And honest voting machines. I think that an opposing party, say maybe the Democrats, George Soros, might be able to buy up some of the voting machines or voting machine companies, and then the Republicans would be howling about, you know, making them honest. making the voting machines more trackable. Because
you know, I don't want to open a can of worms this late in the program tonight, but, you know, I always hear George Soros' name out there, and other than putting money into a referenda to legalize or at least decriminalize marijuana, I don't know what this man has done in order to further so-called liberal causes. Now, I'm sure there's probably a whole list of things. I'm just saying that I don't know what they are. And I wonder sometimes, you know, I hear the name George Soros. I know he's a billionaire. I know he's wealthy. I know he's a liberal. I know he's anti-Bush or anti-right-wing or whatever. But do you know, because I don't, Heidi, what he has done to promote or further or support or fund liberal causes?
Well, actually, my point wasn't really about George Soros per se. However, I do know that I heard that he put $10 million in for the Democrats, so the Democrats would beat the Republicans. And so I thought maybe he might be a guy with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's a guy with a lot of money, there's no question. But I just wonder, maybe somebody will email to me a couple of links that talks about what George Soros has actually physically done with his billions in order to support liberal causes. Now, maybe he has not. Maybe he's done things for global health, like what's his name, Microsoft, Gates, like he's done the Gates Foundation, like they've done. Maybe he's done some good works like that. I don't know, but I always hear the name George Soros, and I can remember. I know of several. All right, I know of a couple of people who had excellent ideas for getting out liberals' point of view, progressive, democratic points of view through media and so on and so forth, who approached Soros. And, you know, with a prospectus, with, hey, look here, here's what we want to do, but we need, 300,000, we need 5 million, whatever it is, will you fund us on this? And the answer was, no, I don't think so.
Well,
so
you know,
I just wonder sometimes what Soros has done.
I don't know, but I don't really know. I don't think that it matters how much money we throw into the Democrats or the liberals. If the Republicans and right-wing Christians own all the voting machines, just like you were saying earlier, it really doesn't matter what we say. They can just adjust the votes, and until people get wise to it, and that doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon, we're just stuck with a bunch of nasty Republicans in office.
Well, that's the point that the emailer whose email I read on the air, that was the point he was trying to make, and it is kind of scary. I'm not exactly sure what to do except to what you mentioned when you first came on the air, a plan to establish paper trails. I frankly think that we ought to use the Canadian model, and that is everybody has a paper ballot. It's very simple. You have a name in a box after the name. You put an X in the box. I don't know that this is literally the way they handle Canadian elections, but it's similar. And then, you know, the boxes are dumped onto a big table, and people are hired to sit there and count. And when the counting is done, the winners are declared. Oh, my God, isn't that a good idea?
Well, you know, as long as the Republicans and right-wing Christians own and control the voting machines, and they're also in power so they can control how the voting goes down, they're not going to want to do anything. But I think that if an opposing party were to buy into some of these voting machine companies, and the Republicans and right-wing Christians no longer had control of them,
mm-hmm.
then they would start demanding more honest elections via voting machines and a paper trail and all that. But
well,
they're not motivated because they own them.
That's,
of course, they're getting what they want. They're getting voted in.
That's very true. Hopefully there's a rich person listening to what you just said, Heidi, and this will be a fait accompli, and we'll get back to representative government. On the other hand, maybe not. Thanks,
well,
Heidi.
What do you think of that idea, though? I mean, that if some opposing party bought a voting machine.
Oh, sure. Anything to stem the tide of neo-fascist, Christo-fascist takeover of this country, I'm in favor of. Heidi, thanks for checking in. Got a boogie. We have a break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
The one thing she wasn't allergic to was cold, hard cash. So I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. I love saying it.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. But it's more than just the dough.
Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as environmental troublemakers.
How can a girl say no to Flonase?
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? Now, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Unfiltered.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow from Unfiltered here on Air America Radio. Both sides agree it is indisputable that black Americans have a shorter life expectancy than white Americans. Now, to the Democrats, that statistic is a problem that needs to be solved. To the Republicans, it's an opportunity that needs to be exploited. On Wednesday's Unfiltered, we run down the Republican battle plan for targeting black voters. Wednesday's Unfiltered here on Air America Radio.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour. By the way, lost in the news of Terry Schiavo is the new president of Ukraine, Viktor Yushchenko, has signed the order that will withdraw all of Ukraine's troops from Iraq. That was announced by that country's Security Council. I believe this is from today. Yeah, from today or yesterday. Ukraine began pulling out its soldiers from Iraq last week and plans to complete the withdrawal of its 1,650 troops by the end of the year. So, one more of the coalition of the willing. Is a coalition of the willing? The way they corrupt language, we've talked about this so many times, the coalition of the willing. Well, anyway, that coalition keeps getting smaller and smaller, until the only one committing murder against the Iraqis and the only country committing murder against its own soldiers and Marines will be us. The rest of the world will have realized that the American-led effort in Iraq is the effort of a madman, the effort of a society that is sick and degenerate. That's us. Isn't that sad? I'm not talking about you. You're not sick. You're not degenerate. I damn sure am not. I have a little headache, but, I don't think I'm sick and degenerate. But the people running this country are. So, now, this is not news. Yushchenko had said during the campaign that he would do this. That's the reason the CIA had him poisoned. That's the reason the Bush crime family tried to murder him. You remember all that, right?
Oh, well, it wasn't the CIA, Mike. It was Putin.
Really? Okay. Okay, Andy is calling from Chicago. Andy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I love your show.
Well, thank you.
Whenever I can. I just wanted to comment. I'm a therapist with 20 years of experience working with brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries. And I just wanted to comment on the Bush trying to withdraw the funding for traumatic brain injuries. I don't want to get real technical or anything, but untreated brain injuries aren't just a problem for the individual families or the individual themselves. They're a problem for society because people with traumatic brain injuries, regardless of how much therapy they have, although that definitely helps, have problems with being disinhibited. They have problems with impulse control. And people that have been trained to carry weapons and are probably suffering from depression and additional post-traumatic stress disorder if their memory hasn't been too badly affected. are problematic for whatever community they're returning to, you know, just aside from the morality of the immorality of not providing services to them after they went to war for this country. And they have a tendency to have run-ins with authority, like police. Mm-hmm. And a policeman can't tell a crazy person from a brain injured person.
Right.
Or a person who's high from somebody who's brain injured. I mean, you know, it's a gigantic problem. I mean, I was totally unaware that he was trying to cut funding for federal TBI programs. It's unconscionable. You know, it's just, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, this is something, it was in a little blurb from a newspaper, the Argus Gazette, I believe, from Vermont. Just a little 7-8 sentence blurb, and I tried to find it on Google or Yahoo, and it kept referring me back to this little article that one of the listeners sent. This little article in this newspaper from a town in Vermont, the Argus Gazette or whatever it was, and I have heard or seen nothing. Other than that small report, nobody is reporting on this. Of course, nobody in mainstream media has been reporting on the cuts in Bush's budget where it concerns all services for veterans, everything. The plans to close, I think the number, I may be wrong, I think the number is 38 schools that are used primarily by the families of service members because, you know, when you have a military community, you don't have industry, you don't have the tax base to support those schools. So the schools are supported to a large degree by federal funding so that while the soldiers, whether they're mom or dad, are off killing and being killed and suffering traumatic brain injury for the Bush crime family, at least the children back in Virginia or Georgia is getting an education of some sort. And the plan now in the Bush budget is to cut the funding to, I believe it's 38 of these school districts for veteran for military personnel. It goes on and on and on. I'm telling you, if any soldier took a look at what Bush is doing regarding the cuts in military spending across the board, not where it concerns $30 million jet planes or $200 million jet planes, that's fine because that's the military-industrial complex. But where it concerns the children, the spouses of military families, how do you handle injuries and wounds when they come back, all of this stuff. If a soldier could see what Bush is doing, I would think that soldier would not like it, to put it mildly. You know what I'm saying?
There's such a vicious meanness about all of this. I mean, it doesn't, aside from the fact that it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, I mean, it's viciously mean. And, you know, Bill Frist is standing up there talking about Terry Schiavo, and he, as a young man, used to go to cat shelters. He has admitted this, at to no-kill cat shelters, bring home cats, tell them, you know, he was going to adopt them. And dissect them, kill them and dissect them.
Yeah, he's a sick.
If you hate cats, that's a mean thing to do.
Yeah, he's a sick man. I have friends who have been Alcoholics Anonymous for a number of years, and they are very clear that this is a dry drunk. This is a man who still exhibits the behavior of an alcoholic, even though he claims he is not, he doesn't drink anymore. And it's because, you know, he never got any support, he never got any therapy to handle this. But he's a vicious, vicious man. And I think about the nights that I refer to these people as people who enjoy death, and how that must sound coming over the air, who enjoy seeing other people suffer. But my grandmother used to tell me, you know, you can tell about a person by what they do, not what they say. And when I look and know the history of what Bush did in Texas with 130 some executions, probably at least 10 or 20% of which were of totally innocent people, his mockery and laughing at Carla Faye Tucker, his seeming enjoyment of other people's pain and suffering and death and disease, even though he does try to mask it. You know, I think to myself, this is not a dry drunk. This is a man who is clearly, clinically insane. But it's the kind of insanity that his handlers can mask and the media are willing to mask to maintain this facade of normality. And it drives me absolutely, utterly crazy. I don't know what to do, Andy, except get on this radio program every night and bitch and whine and complain about it and have other people talk about it. I don't know what else to do.
Well, at least you tell it straight. You know, at least you just come out with what other people are thinking, and that is valuable.
Well, I guess. Andy, I got a boogie. Thanks a lot. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for your call and your expertise. I appreciate it. Take care. Take care. Yeah, can you imagine how someone who works with people trying to rehabilitate people who have suffered, you know, I can't imagine a brain injury. Can you? I mean, I can't. I can't imagine having an injury that interferes with my cognitive abilities or my motor abilities or those abilities that are not clearly mapped yet, knowing the difference between right and wrong, knowing how to count and not get confused and start saying the alphabet. You know, all of those functions that the brain performs as a computer, or you know, I don't care how you want to lay it out there, but to have a part of that destroyed or injured because for any reason, but because you have been in another country who did nothing to us, trying to kill their people and establish a dictatorship of corporatism that is funded and sponsored and loved on by the Bush crime family. Jesus, how do you... Now, you're a therapist, like our last caller. You deal with traumatic brain injury. You know how bad it can be. You know about it way beyond what I or someone not trained in the field would know about it. And then to find out that the funding has been pulled, zeroed out, it's not there. No more federal funding. Will there still be treatment for TBI? Probably, through foundations or charitable organizations or grants or something. But as the caller said, the mere act of the Bush crime family deliberately zeroing out that kind of funding, the meanness of that, the absolute perverse, torturous meanness of that. My God. This man's a Christian? Yeah. This is Air America.
Trust in God and corporations. They stand for piety that doesn't suffer rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus, and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus, and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry free. Want to be worry free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Okay, lots of help from you folks about Soros. I think I've gotten about 15 emails here with websites that I will check out tonight or tomorrow. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry for being ignorant where it concerns George Soros. Like everybody, I've heard his name many times. I just did not have any idea what he had done specifically. So thank you for the information. Credits. The usual gang of bandits who did this program tonight. The engineering was handled by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City. David Fizikas screened your calls. David's here permanently, right? Good. All right. I mentioned last night. Y'all get to know David. Linda Blake, who used to associate produce and do the screening for us, she's on the West Coast, right? Yeah, we went through all this, Mike. Wake up. Thanks, David, and Jason and Colin. Also, Kristen, Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. You love the music on this program, don't you, huh? Between Jim and Kathy, they put this together, and they do it, about 700 miles apart. Never fails to impress me. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Please check out airamericaradio.com. And if you have any time left over, mikemalloy.com, all right? Thank you very much. Byron. All right. Byron is calling back, our over-the-road truck driver. Byron, I don't know what happened there, but it was just a drop cell. You know how that goes.
I hate it when that happens.
I do, too. Now, where were we?
Well, hello, Mike, and hi, Kathy.
She's nursing the baby. It's time for the 1 a.m. feeding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what happens when a Republican takes Viagra?
No, what happens?
He gets taller. It reminds me of a story my dad used to tell me. I heard it on the radio the other day, and it just you know how these depression era people were. The stories they told were simple but to the point.
Absolutely.
And it was about Teddy Roosevelt giving a speech one day to a bunch of Republicans, and one lone Democrat stood up, and Mr. Roosevelt asked him what he wanted. He said, when they asked him a question, why he was a Republican,
mm-hmm.
and Teddy Roosevelt said, well, why are you a Democrat? And the man said, well, my dad was a Democrat and my grandfather was a Democrat. Teddy Roosevelt said, thought for a minute, and he said, well, if your father was a horse thief and your grandfather was a horse thief, would that make you a horse thief? And he said, no, Mr. President, that would
make
me
a Republican. You telegraphed that one pretty good, Byron.
You know, I can't understand these people. And there's been a lot said about Terry tonight, and I feel sorry for her. I felt sorry for her the first 1,000 times I heard about it.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever said anything about the husband. I feel really sorry about the husband. I mean, he made a commitment to his wife. He made a promise. I mean, I wonder if you can. We've all had this conversation with our wives, and look at the pictures they're showing all over the world. I mean, what woman would want that picture shown all over the world? My wife won't leave the house till she combs her hair. I don't understand these people. I'm just wondering if your audience can even imagine this. You know, they're in bed. It's late. It's warm. They just made love. He smooths her hair down. You know, it's tickling his nose a little bit. And she says, "Honey, I'm thinking about something." And he goes, "You know, what is it, darling?" He says, "If anything ever happened to me, don't let him keep me alive with a machine. I don't want that to happen. But don't worry, darling. I'm not going to do that. Don't worry about it. You know, go to sleep. You know, I love you. I love you too." And now these rad bastards won't even let this man keep the most poignant wish his wife made. You know, they eat the rich. I can remember 15, 16 years old, I can't remember what I was, seeing Abby Hoffman say that on TV
mm-hmm.
with his flag shirt on, eat the rich. It's got to get better. You know, my son says, you know, he thinks about this all the time. It's going to drive him nuts. I said, you just can't, you know, these people, they get in power about every 70 or 80 years, and they're in power for a while, and sooner or later they're going to do something, and they'll be out of power for another 100 years. Look, even Warner out of Virginia,
mm-hmm.
he didn't stop the vote the other night, but he did say that this wasn't right. I mean, people are starting to leave this guy in droves.
Well, Bob Barr, for God's sake, Bob Barr had an editorial or an op-ed piece in the Journal Constitution today or yesterday utterly slamming what this Congress has done with this Terri Schiavo piece of legislation. And when a right-winger like Barr, whom I've never agreed with on damn near anything, except he also is an advocate against the USA Patriot Act, but when Bob Barr comes out against this kind of stuff, you know that you may be right. There may be slippage going on here. I just hope it happens sooner rather than later, Byron. I don't know how much more of this we can handle as a society.
Well, you know, we're a tough country, and we've had these bastards before, and I think this is the worst one we've ever had. But I just think that we need the Congress, and we need the Congress next year, people. We need the Congress.
We've got to
attack the Congress
if we just can, so that we can impeach some of these people and with any luck put them in jail.
That's the only thing that will make me happy, is to start seeing some of these bastards go to jail. And folks, everybody out there within the sound of my voice, you don't have to go to the internet. You don't have to spend a lot of money to make up a living will, although it does help. That is the best way to do it. But write it down on a piece of paper. Have it notarized. $1.50, $2. Put it away somewhere. Don't let this happen to you. Don't let this happen to you.
Yeah, I hear you. That's good advice. Byron, we're out of time.
Good night, Mike.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Yeah, his point, Byron's point about, the most vulnerable that a living human being, We've referred to Terry's living being the most vulnerable position she can be in is what she's in now, and the constant replaying of these videotapes is disgusting. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is... Somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more on it.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis.